This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Click on your attention button, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the DJV program to present to you, as part of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, in combination with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our review, our overview of the big items according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. They are functionally our focus during this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV program, our lineup every day. And this is a special look at the stories. Number 10, I suppose Jennifer ought to have a moment or two on this, the Western heat wave here in California. This is affecting the southwestern part of our country. It is. I saw something. Was it yesterday? There was the trials. Oh, it was the trials for the Olympics in Oklahoma City. It was 104 degrees there. So the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southwest baking, and you living through it, Jennifer, how hot
it's
has
really
it been?
Funny.
Sound like a line from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How hot is it?
It's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. No, it's really weird, and I was thinking about this as I was driving home from work the other day. It has been hot. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in the San Fernando Valley where I live. It's been really hot in Palm Springs. It's been like 118 yeah. there. Phoenix has been very hot. Las Vegas has been hot. My mom's been in Grand Junction. She said in Colorado, she said they are having really high temperatures. So it's been hot places. But for California, I was like, I mean, everybody's like, it's a flux alert and it's very hot and blah, blah, blah. Cooling centers and watch your dogs and the elderly. I mean, it's been warm. But it hasn't been as, like, I mean, sometimes during August
it's not
or
world,
September.
The end of the world stuff.
Right. And I was thinking, like, the other, and here's how I know that. So the other day, like, you know, I think it was, like, Thursday I was driving home, and it was 82 degrees at 7 o'clock at night. Now, conversely, on Tuesday, it was 100 degrees. That's pretty hot at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, there has been a little bit of heat. But if you're at the beach still in Southern California, it's, like, 74. So I feel kind of embarrassed complaining
right.
about
go
it.
Go over the hill. And up and down
the swing of 30 degrees.
Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, down to Venice, and that's, it's pretty temperate.
I think, and then we go into flex alerts for the whole state, where that means there can be power outages, it means that you're supposed to conserve energy and all this stuff. I think the more they pound on the fact that there's this ginormous heat wave, the more people are like, oh, got to get ahead of it. I know I've had my air conditioning running all week to get ahead of the heat, and maybe if I had just been listening to, like, how it feels outside, maybe I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm listening to everybody going, it's really hot, got to get it
more.
Going.
The sky is falling. It's terrible. It's awful. You know, that kind of stuff. That wears out. It gets pretty thin. All right, jumping around here a little bit, I want to spend some time on number two, ladies, the COVID Delta variant. Apparently, it is worse than most, but is it the worst variant?
Yeah.
It's contagious, right? And makes you sicker. Isn't that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
Look at England, because it started in England, I guess, didn't it?
India. This is the one that pretty much decimated India, and we saw those cases, hundreds of thousands of cases a day, and all those images of, you know, hospitals being completely overcrowded and just not enough beds to treat people. It's really awful. The good news is, though, because we like to have good news, the good news is if you are vaccinated, there is very little cause for concern. The health experts and doctors here in the United States, more than 10% now of new cases are that the Delta variant. And so a lot of health experts are worried about people in states that have low vaccination rates. A lot of states, you know, in the South don't have the vaccination rates that a lot of other states have on the coast and in the north. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they, you know, they're concerned that this could create another wave, which no one wants. And so get vaccinated. It's widely available now.
Here's there's an interesting comparative here before we leave this, of all, again, back to the news media, Jennifer and Victoria, what we were saying about the heat wave and how things are being portrayed and COVID. I think we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb, understanding most people who are mature and get it. They understand that the news media is no more. It's all entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. So what gets lost are things that put stuff into perspective. And that's why what Jennifer just said and Victoria about good, we look for the good
stuff. I think about some of the stories on the list this week. It's like everything now has to have a component of fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's the way that, I say, yes, it is the news media's fault, the mainstream news media's fault for that. But I also think politicians gain a lot of power by keeping people really scared. I mean, just looking at the list of stories this week, what did we hear about the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act? We heard that if Amy Coney Barrett would go on to the Supreme Court, that the Affordable Care Act would be killed, that it would be over. There's a quote. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, millions of Americans will be without health care because of Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett had also, the reason that was such a hot button issue is because I believe that there was a paper that Amy Coney Barrett wrote before she was put on the Supreme Court where she said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
A lot of people believe that, but that doesn't mean that each case that they're going to see is proof of that. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas said in the dissent this week but the opinion about their decision. He said, look, I don't like this Affordable Care Act. I think it is unconstitutional, but this particular case, it's there's no standing for it. So they toss it out. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'm just happy at a time where everyone's really struggling. Most people are struggling anyway. I'm happy that 30 million people didn't also lose their health insurance because I've been without it.
Even
and
in
it's,
jeopardy, I guess.
I want to go back to COVID for a second.
But the point is, Doug, that I was making is that you're right. It's like everybody, and then going back to that, the Delta variant is going to come. It's like everything has got to be like a massive, it's got to have a name. It's got to, you know, it's coming for you. It's just,
okay, so then to put things into perspective as to specific, let's talk about children and how many children are dying because of COVID, and then compare to other things that children are dying of or from who are in their early stages. Out of every 100,000 deaths among children in the United States, 3 of them drowned. 2.5 of them, if you want to use the exact statistic, are in car crashes. There are actually about the same number of children killed in homicides. 2% of children have cancer. 1% of children have cardiovascular disease. 0.8% have the flu or pneumonia and die from it. 7.7%, less than 1%, die of suffocation. 0.02% are dying of COVID. It is the least problematic of all the things that children confront for possible ways of dying. And so to have all of this hoopla, there should be attention given to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, then is forced vaccine appropriate for young kids?
Well, it is, I guess, if you want to understand that the children could spread it. For them, it doesn't do any good. I see it doesn't do any good for kids, but it does help the situation with adults.
Does that
make it worthwhile? Should it be done?
People can spread it without knowing. I mean, that's been debunked. That was one of the things that people said early on. But what they're saying now is that when you are contagious when you have symptoms. Hmm. So,
But the same numbers hold up
argument anymore.
When you look at the older children, teenagers, for example, the same numbers hold up. More children die of cancer, like 100 times more children die of cancer than die of COVID, with the stats being the way they are. So I just think putting things into perspective, and this is, by the way, the study was done over the past year, and what I found more interesting, if you will, in terms of children under 1 year old, most children who die of suffocation. What is that called when the kids have, there's a disease it's called, when children just stop breathing.
It's not a disease, but it's sudden
sudden infant death syndrome.
Yes. And a lot of time it is accidental.
Were you worried about that when you have a 1 year old now whose birthday is this weekend? As a matter of fact,
today. Totally believe that kids who believe like monsters live under their bed or the boogeyman came in at night, it's the parent just checking to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah.
Like throughout the night. Nonstop.
So today's Max's 1 year first birthday? Wow.
Yeah. Today's the actual day. Well, and they're not supposed to have blankets or stuffed animals in the crib with them when they're sleeping because of, like, that's what can cause the accidental death. You're not supposed to have them sleep in bed with you. Of course, I do. But that's been a recent thing because he doesn't like to sleep at night. So having him in bed with me helps me get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah. Well, it also probably calms him down, too. I think that's what happens with young children, with your dogs, whatever. They all feel better if they're close to you. And that's, you know, that's kind of a basic principle, if you will. All right, so there's the overview of two of the top stories. Let's see what else we get into, what other kind of trouble we can create here on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify Home has announced that its fastest-to-date Level 2 home charger, HomeStation, is now on sale at Electrify Home website for $649. Customers may also choose to purchase the HomeStation through Amazon for $649, subject to their shipping and returns policy. New owners can install the home charger themselves or choose from installation packages offered by third-party service providers. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, back to our overview here of the world of talk radio, what happens every week. This, by the way, the numbers are interesting. We talk about numbers a lot, stats. The numbers for News Talk Radio listenership is up, and that surprises a lot of people. I don't want to make this too inside, but, you know, after an election or all the hoopla, the, you know, COVID is sort of dying down, but is it really? There are so many things going on that people want to talk about. And what I find interesting is people's attitude toward what's going on in Israel, which is number 5 this week, and what's happening in the Middle East, the knowledge that people have about it, it sort of speaks to what we were saying about before, what people know about a number of things. And what do we really know what's going on, for example, in the meeting that Biden had with Putin? What came out of that? That's something that we'll talk about as we continue, because number one, we'll get to the trending stories, too, this week with Jay in a matter of moments. Here, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
It's 23 after the hour on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk world, the business of News Talk, the conversations on the air, a lot of your favorite hosts, and they include, as far as we're concerned, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, looks like there are some interesting names that are trending here. People getting Hollywood Walk of Fame star status. I don't know who Norman Reedus is. I know, obviously, Carrie Fisher. Who else is on the list? And who the heck is Norman Reedus?
Yeah, it's a big list. Norman Reedus is an actor. He's on The Walking Dead. He was...
If you saw him, Doug, you would know who he is. He's been in a lot of movies. I think he was in one of the Bond films. He's everywhere.
Really? Yeah, Boondock Saints. Francis Ford Coppola has been inducted. Like you said, Doug, Carrie Fisher. Several people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which personally I feel like it's too soon. You know, like you're kind of brand new. Jason Momoa, Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, they're all getting their own star. Helen Hunt, Salma Hayek, Macaulay Culkin getting their own stars, as well as Willem Dafoe. Michael Strahan is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's a pretty big list. DJ Khaled, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you pay $3,000 and you're in.
Well, it's more than $3,000 now. It's like $40,000 probably.
Is it?
If you have the money, you can get a star.
So Norman Reedus.
Can you have nominated by somebody first?
But how did Carrie Fisher not have one until now?
Yeah,
that blows my mind, right?
Yeah,
other people are getting it. Like, it just seems so quick. Tracy Ellis Ross and Kenan Thompson are also on the list of getting stars.
It's watering down. This guy always plays a dirtbag, Norman Reedus, from what I remember. I'm looking at his face now. Yeah, he's always a dirtbag. All right, so...
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right, so, but the other people... there's other categories here, right? The people from the world of, we got motion picture and TV here, but, this Macaulay Culkin gets one, William Dafoe, right? These are all the people that are getting them.
Yes, Salma Hayek in the sports world, Ray Michael Liotta. Strahan.
Yeah, yeah. And from TV, Byron Allen. Do you even know who Byron Allen is? He's a big producer, he's not too visible.
But he runs networks and stuff that, which is good. And former athlete. So I think people do know.
All right, so maybe the birds will poop on Ricky Gervais' star on the. Well, he's getting one. All right, let's see. Who else? Anybody else?
A lot of studios will pay for this because they want to, you know, they want to pay for it because they can create good buzz for upcoming projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like Jean Smart. That's a great example. She's killing it right now with Hacks.
Yeah.
And she was in, she played, you know, Kate Winslet's mom and Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's on fire right now. So that totally makes sense.
I think Martha Reeves getting one is long overdue, I tell you that. So there's a lot of them. Where do they go, Jennifer, if they run out of space on one of the streets?
They're not going to be in Sunland. They're coming all the way to my house.
Yeah, over the hill. Uh-huh. So it's interesting as to how they
do them in doubles now. It used to just be like one single street. Now they have them like doubles, triples on Hollywood Boulevard. It's interesting the way they're just packing them in.
It's also funny that Patti LuPone is getting a star finally. She's Broadway royalty. I mean, if that was New York, she probably would have been one of the first stars. So that's kind of interesting. And then in radio, the only one is Richard Blade. I listen to him all the time on Sirius. He's great. But yeah, that's, I don't know if anyone outside of Sirius knows him anymore. He was huge in the
80s. Oh, in L.A., huge. Are you kidding
me? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right.
He's good.
Hey, this is a story that we talked about on the DJV program, the paddling principal. Jay, what's the update on this?
Well, the principal was reinstated prematurely before the Florida Department of Education finished their investigation, and they did find probable cause for sanctions, so she will be getting hit with a fine, probably probation or suspension, maybe losing her teacher's license, getting terminated.
Can she get hit with a paddle, too? Because that would be really appropriate.
That would be amazing. Well, and the six-year-old is still dealing with a lot of the physical and emotional fallout
of
it.
Yeah.
She's
of
in therapy, and she's also in physical therapy because she's experiencing severe back pain, hip.
So why is this person going to have...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back in 2020, St. Louis, Mark and Patricia McCleskey were alarmed when a mob broke down a gate on private property and entered their private street. The couple held guns on the mob as they screamed back and forth. The issue has finally been settled. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCloskey nor Patricia McCloskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCloskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple pleaded not guilty to the more serious charges in October, but a new plea agreement was reached after Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan amended the charges. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. The people in the demonstration denied damaging the gate and said that the march was peaceful. In addition to the fine, the McCloskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Van Halen members Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony have launched Instagram and Facebook pages dedicated to the Hagar era of Van Halen. The rockers, who are current bandmates in The Circle, announced the creation of the new social media pages Wednesday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
To the inside
of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the three co-hosts and me on the DJV program every week. We get into a lot of these issues and have discussions about them. And this is sort of a review of what we've said, what's on people's minds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the official list is at talkers.com, and also we post it at djvshow.com. The number 10 person on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Jay, I know one of the trending items this week that's captured the attention of the people listening to the program has been posted on our social media, have been thoughts and comments on Ms. Greene. So you want to share some of those with us, people, and their thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. She has a lot of support and a lot of people that don't really like her. Like Billy Dale Cummings says we need more like her. Erin Brambler says she's a little over the top, but I like the way she thinks and I'd vote for her above any Dem. Where Kathy Tinnell says she's the cream of the rotten crop. And Greg Salm says Cocoa Puffs. I think that goes along with the lines of the tagline, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
with the cereal used to be. Robbie Douglas says she's about the best there is for telling the hard truth.
One of the other things that
and not knowing about the Holocaust, so sure.
Right.
Put her in that category.
the business about education and our focus on what's going on in school and the impact of COVID on our educational system. The governor of Florida this week signed into law have a moment of silence every day in school. And so what are people saying about that?
Some people are here for it. Cindy Orozco says everyone can use a little bit of Zen or prayer, all kinds, just silently. You can start your day with that. Michael Durr disagrees with it, stating, first off, I'm not sure how I feel about this being a law. Secondly, I believe personal prayer and meditation should be done on personal time, not school time. And it kind of goes into explaining what all it could take. You know, the 5 minutes to get the kids quiet and off their phones to be silent. Then the 4 minutes of gossip about what they reflected on.
If I were the king of the world, there'd be no phones allowed in school at all. You got to leave them home. Anyway, go ahead.
Who else?
There's still.
It's getting crazy. What are you doing in school with a phone? How can you learn anything if you're distracted by the phone?
I think
and
most parents would tell you it's protection.
But I do think, though, that, like, you know, if we have to go to concerts now and comedy shows and you have to check your phone at the door, I think in school you could also do the same thing, right?
Yep. The problem is that kids are sneakier than adults. And so, like, my mom taught in the public school system for 30 years, and she had a no-phone rule in her class. But the kids would, like, hold it under their desk. They'd hold, you know, and if you've got a class full of 30 or 40 kids, it's really hard to, like, try to see.
Is there such
a thing
as detention anymore? When I was teaching school, we had detention for things like that.
I don't know. But the thing that's troubling is, like, my mom said she caught these kids. They were, like, taking pictures of tests. So they'd have their phone out. They'd take a quick picture when her back was turned. And then they'd send the test. Yeah, to other friends so that they could be prepared for it. And my mom caught them. And then she made them start checking their phones at the door. But. Still, get the sneakies.
And then with so many people, when you upgrade a phone, if you still keep your old phone, they may take their old phone and check the old phone while they still have their current phone in their pocket.
See? Jay's sneaky. Look at that. We thought of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's something else that I think requires some thought. And then the mask argument and what happened with the cashier. That was a big story, I think, this week, and one that a lot of people ought to pay attention to, along with this couple who shot the kid in a road rage incident in California. There's so much of this kind of stuff with people that are going crazy. They've got guns. And so what are folks saying about that? What are our listeners saying about some of these things, Jay?
Well, regarding the cashier who was slaughtered over the mask argument, just to recap, a man wasn't wearing a mask. The cashier asked him to put it on. They argued about it. The man exited the store, grabbed his gun, came back in, and shot the cashier in the head. A security guard was also injured in the situation. A lot of people are saying maybe you should mind your own business.
What in the name of God goes into...
And these mask arguments are ridiculous. There was another video that went viral this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, where a guy was filming outside of... looked like a... maybe a Home Depot kind of store. I don't know. It looked like a something. Hardware store, maybe. And these two guys that worked for the store started beating the heck out of a guy who wasn't wearing a mask. They were just pounding on him. Mm-hmm. And people in the parking lot were like, okay, they started filming. I mean, can we just... Especially as the mask mandate is starting to lift, can we just, like... chill out. I mean, just
live and let live. If someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If someone doesn't want to wear a mask and there's not a requirement in the location they're in, then back off. Keep your own distance. Let's take responsibility for ourselves.
Yep. All right. So let's now, you can, if you want to give us a couple more of these comments, but I kind of want to weave it into a discussion of this couple. Jennifer, will you tell us that story? It was a Los Angeles couple that was involved in a road rage incident, and what, a 10-year-old?
Yeah, was
10 years old, this kid? How old?
Six. His name is Aiden Leos, was named Aiden Leos, and his mother, Joanna, was driving him to school on, I think it was May 21st, And she, now more information is coming out about the attack. Apparently this other car was filled with Winnie Lee, who was driving. She's 23, and Eric Marquez, 24, is in the passenger seat. They were going to work, and they were on the 55 freeway, and apparently the car containing the two suspects kind of cut this woman off, and it ticked her off as, I guess, she was driving along. So she's about 2 miles down. She's getting ready to transition from the 55 to the 91 freeway. She sees this car that cut her off, and she flips them off. She extends the bird to them. Well, that enraged the passenger, who then pulled up behind the car and shot one single shot into the car. Now, the shot apparently she didn't even know that her kid was shot. She just heard her son scream out, "Ow." And so she looked back and saw something was wrong. She pulled over. She realizes her son shot in the chest. So obviously the bullet ricocheted.
I've heard the
somehow.
Story, but hearing it again is just so.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Imagine this.
Awful.
I mean, how many moms drive to school with their six-year-old in the back seat, and then all of a sudden your whole life changes. And so they took the kid to the hospital. They were not able to save him, and he died just like an hour after that incident happened. So then there was a 2.5-week manhunt for these two, and all they knew is that they were driving this white Volkswagen Sport, and they were looking all over the place. Well, it turns out he didn't even know that he had hurt the kid. He went to work. She went to work. I guess a few hours later, they heard about the shooting on the news, and they realized he said at that point that it was him who had shot this kid. He knew exactly who they were, and they kept living their life. In fact, so much so, going to work one morning, I guess 5 days after this incident, someone else ticked him off on the road, so he picked up that same gun and started shaking it in the window of his car to threaten another driver. Yeah.
Madness.
And I guess it wasn't
this
until someone at work.
This guy should not be allowed on any bail. This guy is a threat to society. This is just awful.
Ugh. And so until someone at work said, "Hey, that car that you guys drive looks an awful lot like the one they're looking for in that case with the kid," he got scared. They hid the car. And that was finally, I think, the tip from people that he worked with. I think people kind of got onto it, and they were able to catch him and the driver. But, I mean, it's amazing. Like, what's the point? And I was looking at this guy's social media profile. If you looked at it, yeah, he had some stuff of him, like, shooting a gun. But he was talking about how depressed he was and that no woman would ever love him. Like, I mean, it looked kind of like...
Even though he has a girlfriend?
Well,
he's been driving him around?
Yeah, as you go farther back down in his list. I mean, but it looked very consistent with what you'd see from, like, loner guys on social media. It's just, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stuff. I want to, one of the things that I think we'll be talking about next week, but I'm going to give you a little preview, the promotion that now surrounds the release of the Fast and Furious, what they call F9, the buzz on this movie and the stunts and the stars.
I thought it was out already.
I think it's this
week. I thought it was, too, actually. But I guess it was out in China first, right?
Yeah, it went to China first. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's made over $100 million so far already.
Right, right. So on the Tonight Show this week, Jimmy Fallon had actress Helen Mirren, who appears in... she wanted to be in the movie, and they've got her driving a car. So she did the interview to promote the Fast and Furious movie from her bathtub. It is one of the most interesting pieces of video I have seen in a long, long time.
I love her. She's funny.
In the bathtub doing the interview, all covered up with bubbles, and it just is a... If you want a respite from some of the crazy, stupid stuff going on, go find the video from The Tonight Show. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's trending, but it's one of the cutest things. I could imagine me doing it, something like that, because I love to be in the bathtub. For me.
They don't have the same effect.
Really?
Helen Mirren can get away with that?
Yeah.
No.
Why can I get away with it? What's the difference? I have short hair and a lot of bubbles. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Sexism. Nobody thinks a guy in a bathtub is a good idea.
Oh, it's so unattractive to think of. Even like David Beckham in a bathtub, I don't want to think about it. There's just something so unattractive about a guy sitting in a bathtub.
Really?
Even if it's a bubble bath?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I love taking baths. I love being in a bathtub.
I'm okay with the thought of David Beckham in a bathtub, in a bubble bath.
What about me in the bathtub, Jenny? Are you all right with that?
HR.
Harassment. I took a training.
I was going to say, I'm not allowed to comment on that, Doug.
All right, coming up in a moment, the discussion of the number 9 story this week, Juneteenth, or however it's pronounced. What's that all about? We'll talk about it after this.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies. Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. Exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so before we leave this couple thing, we were talking about the couple who shot the child in California. But this week, one of the trending stories has been that St. Louis couple who pointed the guns at the demonstrators outside of their house. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
They went to court. They were found guilty of misdemeanor charges. They gave up their guns. And the guy who's now... in the focus, what's it, McNamara or McNamee or something like
McCoskey.
That? McCoskey. Him too. He says he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that they're taking his guns when everybody knows where he lives and he was using his guns to protect his
Well, but he's going to go buy other guns, right? He's not prohibited from buying any guns.
No, you're off the list. I don't think it's just, I think
so. I don't think, so the reason that that they were guilty, right, is because they aimed the guns at people. It's not just because they were holding them, right?
He said he'd do the same thing again if it happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he wouldn't aim it at people.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Juneteenth. Something coming in my world came out of nowhere, although I do remember studying it, and I think that's the impact of it. But, ladies, we had a minute or so to talk about Juneteenth and how it's being interpreted, the fact that the law passed as quickly as it did, and some people have it off this week, right, already.
Yep. Well, a lot. 46 states have already recognized it, and a lot of companies had already given it as a company holiday, so now it's on the federal level. It'll be. Really? It's a federal holiday, yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember talking about the reason for it when I was in school and teaching school, but I haven't thought much about it since. So, again, because I think it's a teachable moment, and I think it's important for people to understand why we have some of these holidays and the fact that we have too many to begin with, it ought to be coupled with exercises in school, having school on these important days.
Yeah, it's summer vacation anyway, so.
What? Yeah. You're out of school there? We're not out of school here yet.
Everybody's out of school.
Not here. Not on the East Coast. Are you out of school in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I would guess. Usually, I mean, when I was in public school, when I was a kid growing up in Jersey, usually around like early 20-something, June 20-something.
Well, Friday was the last day.
Nobody's been to school for the past year and a half. Why don't they stretch it out a little bit? All right, ladies, thank you. Jay, Victoria, and Jennifer with Doug at 10 before the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get high. In a manner of speaking, Nick Miles is here. He's the Mile High guy from our AutoExpert.com here every week to talk about what's going on in the automotive industry, car talk, in a manner of speaking. All right, I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, but you have produced some stats to have people understand what goes on in states where the wacky weed is legal. There apparently are more crashes, but are the crashes related to usage, or are they just more, it could be coincidental, right?
Well, first of all, there's a disclaimer at the top of this this research that says this could indicate, the word could is always, it's like, all right, there you go, there you go, I guess in the trash can. It could indicate that, that 2 to 3% more on average, of people have problems, but you have to sort of get into the weeds and then you start putting up this many chips in this column. And if this happens, this many people and 3.8% increase in false crashes and this sort of thing. But what it does show is that overall, when you jump back 10,000 feet and look at it, there seems to be more accidents in states that have legal marijuana. Mm. And I'm actually not surprised if you have, legality, or if a drug becomes legal. It's probably in prohibition there were less crashes.
Yeah.
I also saw a
study this week in states where they have a lot of lizards crossing the road. There are more accidents in those states than where they have turtles crossing the road. So you see
You know, there's a lot of listen. There's a little give and take here. All right. The my son told me this week that he and his father-in-law, his wife's father, have decided they want to buy one of those F-150 electric trucks. So he said, what can we do to arrange that with my friend, the friendly Ford dealer? So do you find a lot of people, you put money down. I said I was going to, but I never have yet. But this is this a, the best deal? Wasn't it $40,000 or something? They were cheap, I thought.
$40,000 starting price, so be aware that that would get you the basic base F-150.
That's what my son would buy, but his father-in-law would buy the one that was twice that much. Probably.
Yeah, so that's the 230-mile range. Well, you don't even have to go to your Ford dealer. You can go to Ford.com and you can reserve one. It's a fairly inexpensive process of $100, and if you ever want to cancel, they give you your money back. Be warned, over 100,000 people have done it ahead of you, and they will receive their trucks ahead of you if they go through with it. The interesting thing with this is that I think about only half the people go through with it.
But
so
they're really going to make the truck, though. Ford's really going to make this truck.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the truck will be in your garage. For the first people that reserved it, will be in their garages by early next year.
Won't be in my garage, but my son would have it in his. Yeah.
Right. It could possibly be in your son's garage. And I did this with the Marquee, the electric Ford SUV. And mine will arrive, my GT, which is my super fast sports car version, will arrive sometime in the middle of July.
And it doesn't look anything like a Mustang. They've got a lot of nerve calling it a Mustang. It doesn't look like a Mustang at all.
Come on now, Doug. Come on, the lights do. The lights do.
Excuse me. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. All right, so now let's talk about, well, that was Ford time. General Motors is increasing its investment in electric vehicles as well. You know, somebody said to me yesterday, and I thought this was very appropriate, when we were actually getting down to brass tacks, it is all the craze about electric vehicles. Yeah, we're going to save the environment. Do you know what hogwash that is? Where does the electricity come from that will power these cars? And when the batteries go south, what's going to happen to them? Where are you going to put them? It's like nuclear waste. Where is that going to go? And who's thinking about that at the moment? Go ahead.
There are a lot of misconceptions about the electric car. There are some really bad, and there are some that people don't get, which they should get. First of all, yes, it does come. It depends where you live, of course, but about 70% comes from coal power plants. So be aware that you're doing that. The other one is, if you get your car from not a good company, the lithium and cobalt that they mine can really, really hurt the environment and be very toxic. And it comes from China. So those things you should know. Right. But a company like BMW, when they make their electric cars, they get all of that, source that, you know, very properly, and they don't allow the inappropriate people to do that. So you need to look at where your electric car comes from. But here's the deal. Electric batteries don't go bad as often as you would think. But then you need to think about this. On the other end of it, a car can use four times the power that a house uses in just one day. So are you really saving the planet? I'm just saying. You've got to think about it. You've got to really, really think about
it. Thank you. Let's think a little bit more about this stuff instead of getting so wrapped up in it and the politics of it. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com here.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.